4:52.
The government could get a 3-month cushion when it comes to the nation's debt limit. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor says the House will vote next week to let the government borrow more money to meet its obligations beyond the mid-February deadline. However, the legislation would not require immediate spending cuts, but instead it's aimed at forcing the Democratic-controlled Senate to join the House in debating the federal budget.
And joining us now live to talk more about it, Gordon Peterson, moderator of Inside Washington. Hey, Gordon.
Hi there. Over the weekend, Politico quoted an unnamed advisor to the House Republican leadership to the effect that a lot of Republicans, including party leaders, were actually prepared to shut the government down to make their point about the debt. The quote was, they may need a shutdown just to get it out of their system for member management purposes so they can have an end game and show their constituents that they're serious about fighting the debt. But as you say, now it looks like they're going to vote next week on a bill to raise the debt ceiling for 3 months. But failing that, they don't get paid, so you can guarantee they'll do it. They're trying to get the Senate to pass a budget, as you say, which hasn't happened for 3 or 4 years. And let's look at the numbers. In the latest Wall Street Journal NBC poll, the president has a 52% approval rating. House Speaker John Boehner, 18%. Ouch. However, when it comes to dealing with Congress, only 12% of the American people give the president high marks, and Americans are mostly downbeat about the next 4 years, including their own prospects.
Now, when it comes to this whole thing about the debt ceiling, it's being pushed by Republicans. Whatever is decided, how do you think it's going to play out with Democrats?
Well, they're going to vote to raise it. The president has all the, he has all the cards in his hand right now. But let me give you a quote, which will not be framed at the White House. America has a debt problem and a failure of leadership. Americans deserve better. I therefore intend to oppose the effort to increase America's debt limit. Senator Barack Obama, March 16th, 2006.
Wow. Interesting. Hey, the other big item of the week, gun violence. President Obama earlier this week setting up his gun control package. But obviously, he's going to have a lot more trouble in Congress getting it through. What are the odds of him getting something done?
Well, he signed 23 executive orders aimed at reducing gun violence. He wants Congress to reinstate the ban on so-called assault weapons, limit the size of gun magazines, mandate criminal background checks for all gun sales. The majority of the public seems to be with him. That new Wall Street Journal poll indicated that 56% of American people would like to see tougher laws. But, you know, this is a big mountain to move. I mean, awfully big mountain. There are law-abiding citizens who revere the Constitution within the sound of our voices, who believe that this is the beginning of a slippery slope to disarm the populace, and they believe nothing the president says will convince him otherwise. There is a huge, I guess you'd say, cultural divide between, say, the people who live in Boston and folks in Wyoming, who can legally carry a gun into the public gallery of the state legislature, and that legislature is working on a bill that would make it a felony for a federal agent to try to enforce a ban on firearms. Similar measures under consideration in Tennessee and Texas, and the governor of Mississippi wants to make it illegal in his state to enforce any new federal gun laws. So, we're Americans. We should be able to do something about this, but this is a tough one, and the president knows that.